Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about when an agent represents both sides of a transaction.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're just going to name it today, Bob. We're going to talk about what a lot of people want to get their heads around in understanding relationships with their realtor. Let's talk about agency and when a realtor has the ability legally to represent both sides of a transaction.
In Oregon, it is legal to do that as long as both parties acknowledge that's happening. It's best, of course, to get that in writing in case later somebody says, well, I didn't know that you were, and so forth and so on. It is legally possible to do that, but I've done that on occasion, and it's a tough situation because you are taking instruction from both sides of a transaction.
That's right. Now, we do want win-win. There's some level where we're going to have to meet the needs and desires at some level, both the buyer and seller, to be successful in closing a transaction, whether we represent them or not. So there's a lot of communication when there's two realtors involved, talking about what the other party wants and bringing it into a meeting of the minds.
Exactly.
There is that.
Right. Yep. And it's a tough situation, but that's the job of a real estate broker, to bring together the parties and find a mutual acceptable position.
So often in real estate, it's a situation where I've been hired by a seller to optimize the opportunity for that seller. There's an open house or an ad call or a sign call, and someone comes toward me with the interest. They're not represented by another realtor, and they let me know, because we have that conversation early on. I let them know that I represent the seller in the transaction. They look at the property, which really is the focus here. We want to make sure that the right buyer gets the property that optimizes the opportunity for my seller. But then the buyer says they want to write an offer, and that's where the relationship is going deeper with the new person I've just been in touch with.
Exactly. At that particular point, it becomes wildly important that the real estate broker declare, I represent the seller only, or I can take your offer and I represent the seller only, or you should get other representation. That's a tough one to do, in all candor, because they may go to an individual who has no specialty in the type of property that they're dealing with, and they do some kind of a grandstand play and blow up an otherwise reasonably good transaction.
I think the most important thing is, before this circumstance arises, have the conversation with your realtor about how they would manage something. If you're a buyer who has a realtor who has listed a property you're attracted to, or vice versa, it's important to have the conversation before you're in the circumstance. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.